ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
आई इन्वाइट योर अटेंशन फॉर एग्जाम्पल टू वर्स 22। इवन वन वर्स वी एक्सप्लेन फुल्ली मे टेक द होल डे, दे आर सो डीप। उपद्रष्टा नमंता च भर्ता भोक्ता महेश्वर परमात्मे चापि उक्तो देहे अस्मिन् पुरुषे पुरे। इन दिस वेरी बॉडी द सेम ट्रुथ, द सेम एलिमेंट, द सेम स्पिरिट फंक्शंस डिफरेंटली अकॉर्डिंग टू द नीड ऑफ द ओकेजन। द सेम फंक्शंस डिफरेंटली। हाउ इट वर्क्स द स्पिरिट, नाउ द ट्रांसलेशन। द स्पिरिट ड्वेलिंग इन दिस बॉडी इज रियली द सेम एज द सुप्रीम। द स्पिरिट हियर एंड गॉड, दे आर द सेम। द सेम, the same God existing everywhere as spirit here. Now how the same God assumes different functions in our life is given here. He has been spoken of as the witness. You see, a thought is coming and you say, oh, this is a bad thought. Witness, you are seeing it. This is a bad idea. Witness. Witnessing your own thoughts. So, witness, the true guide, it functions. Should I go there today? No, not today. Tomorrow. Guide. Advice is given. It functions as guide. The sustainer of all. It has the body. And it has whatever it possesses. The experiencer, as the embodied soul, it experiences, different experiences are there. So many experiences are there. You wanted to eat an apple, oh, it's sour, it's not good. The yoga heart is not bad experience, like that. It becomes one that experiences the overlord and the absolute as well. And if there are no desires and no functions, then in its pristine purity, it is as it is. The spirit is there. The spirit dwelling in this body is really the same as the supreme. Supreme means God. The spirit is the same as the supreme. He has been spoken of as the witness. Things coming, going, outside the body, you see people passing on the road, witness. You are not concerned with them. One person goes there, one person comes from their side. You are a witness, not concerned. In the same way, inside, in the mind, one thought coming, all right, be a witness. The thought going, be a witness. Don't remain concerned. Thoughts coming, going, okay, let them. In the same way, when you see in the street, a dog is coming, let it come. A donkey is coming, let it come. It is going, let it go. Witness. Like this. You have to become a witness. In the same way, when the thoughts arise, this thought is bad. This means you are considering the thought yours. Our thoughts are coming and going, don't be worried about them. In the mind, you are not the mind. You are a witness of the mind also. So, witness in this way functions there. The spirit dwelling in this body is really the same as the supreme. It is the same, not similar. Same. He has been spoken of as the witness. The true guide, now it functions as true guide also. Every moment from inside, the indication comes. Oh, there is coming a car, get away towards right. The guide functioning there, telling you what to do, what not to do. The guide, the true guide, the sustainer of all. You look after your body,
is there sustainer, sustains. Some certain things are running out of stock in the house, you sustain. You bring, make arrangements. Sustainer. The sustainer of all. The experiencer. Now experience happens. Different types of experiences. Somebody has put more chilies in the vegetable and at once you feel, oh, chili, don't eat. The experiencer as the embodied soul, the overlord and the absolute, the overlord, at least in the body, the spirit, this is my body. In the same way, whatever comes to you, you become, in a way, overlord. You have the responsibility, this house belongs to me, it is my duty to look after it. Like that. In the infinite cosmos, the overlord is known as God. Here, in the body, the same overlord is functioning as the individual soul. The master of the body, with the duty to look after it, to keep it healthy, observing the right conduct. And the absolute as well, and it is the same absolute, the final truth, God. It is the same. This is given here all. Let me read 23rd also. Yaivam vetti purusham prakartim ca gunaisah sarvatha vartmanopi nasa bhuyo vijayate. He who thus knows the Purush, in bracket, spirit, and Prakriti, nature. Purush means spirit, word Purush. The word in Sanskrit is Pur. Pur means a city, a dwelling place. And Purush means who lives therein, Purush, in this body. So Purush is spirit, and Prakriti means nature. He who thus knows the Purush, spirit and Prakriti, nature, together with the gunas, the qualities, primarily the three qualities, tamas, rajas, sattva, even though performing his duties in every way, is never born again, because he has realized the truth. And when functioning in all the capacities, true spirituality is never in activity. You will find many people here also in this country calling them yogis, not doing work of the world. They say we are yogis, sitting like that. No. Sitting is also all right when you are sitting for meditation or something else, but not at the cost of performance of our worldly duties. Performing his duties in every way, whatever the duty comes, every duty is all right, is never born again. Never born again means the illusion of separateness from totality is gone. So God is not born. God exists always. When that experience happens, body will go, but he becomes a witness even to the event of so-called death of body. The disintegration of the body happens. These breath, they are counted once in a way. Time will come when we all will have the last breath, we call in English last breath. But that person who has realized that, for him, death has lost the meaning which other people have. Because he says, he knows that as the spirit, I am going nowhere. Because I came from nowhere. Always existing here. Sometimes one body was there in one life cycle. This time this body is there. But even when there is no body, the truth, spirit, exists. The electricity exists even when there are no these bulbs. It is not manifested. electricity exists. The energy exists always. So that experience liberates the person for all times. And such a person remains always calm, peaceful, full of love and happy. Love because he finds that everybody has the same spirit. And everybody loves oneself most, so they all are nothing but my own self. Everybody has the same spirit. That thing develops.